Inside Madison's old Washburn Observatory, a fat little engine rumbles away, pulling a series of gears that creak open the facility's shutter. Cool air billows into the dome as the shutter slides back, revealing the sky. University of Wisconsin astronomer Sanjay LeMay readies a large brass and steel telescope that towers over the old hardwood floors and furniture. LeMay says stargazing is particularly a hit with visiting high school students.
They love to see our rings of Saturn or the moons of Jupiter. Students who have had no other explicit interest in science, they go there and, oh, cool! Now that's something exciting to hear from 15, 16-year-old.
Among the observatory's recent visitors were some kids from the Lacouturay Indian Reservation of northern Wisconsin. LeMay says he'd like to see some come back as astronomy students.
The challenge still is that very few Native Americans go into the careers that the nation needs, like NASA, the engineers, the technicians, the information processing, the writing, communications, all sorts of areas.
According to a survey by the National Science Foundation, between 1990 and 2002, barely one half of 1% of undergraduate engineering students were Native American. LeMay and his colleague Patty Lowe want to improve on that. A life sciences professor for UW-Madison and a member of the Bad River Band of Ojibwe, Lowe says there are many ancient yet sophisticated examples of Native astronomy across the Americas.
Just as you might find Stonehenge in England, there are Woodhenges here, which were giant calendars. We have medicine wheels that not only have cultural meaning, but also have astronomical meaning, ways that indigenous people told time and knew when to plant. If you look at some of the mounds around Chichen Itza or Tikal, you find 366 steps and 52 platforms.
Lowe adds early Native people were also expert geneticists, plant biologists, and wildlife ecologists. She says today's Indian youth can study science and math without compromising their culture. Other Native educators agree. Nancy Maryboys of Cherokee Navajo descent and president of the Indigenous Education Institute based in Bluff, Utah. She says showing the connection between Native culture and science is a must if more Indians are to become astronauts, scientists, and technicians.
As kids begin to learn their own astronomy and feel a sense of self-identity, pride, self-esteem, this often encourages them to go on into space science.
Professor Sanjay LeMay and Patty Lowe are on the case. Recently, they visited the Milwaukee Indian School. Inside the activity center, several dozen kids sporting parkas, sweatshirts, and ponytails listened to Lowe tell the Native legend of how Fisher brought the sun to the world.
So, as the two animals are pulling the sun through the hole...
In the story, Fisher and some friends take the sun away from the Sky Village so that Earth can enjoy light and warmth. But the Sky People give chase. Fisher climbs a tree to distract the pursuers.
And Fisher had really strong medicine, and he had only one vulnerable spot, and that was at the tip of his tail. And eventually, the arrows found their mark. And as he tumbled off the pine tree, the Creator took pity on him and turned him into the constellation that we know today as the Big Dipper.
Lowe and LeMay take turns telling stories and then explaining their scientific context. And while a few kids fidget and yawn, most seem pretty charged by the presentation.
Thank you all for being so patient.
Thank you.
Students Logan Patrick Gott, Tiffany Lynn Hammer, and Athena Barry Lopez Chapman share their thoughts.
I like the sky stories. When I was growing up, my dad told me a lot about sky stories, and this got me more thinking about being a scientist.
They're just very interesting. When the otter and wolverine went up and they took the sun, tried to take it.
The Big Dipper, like, I don't think I'm going to look at it the same way either.
So, you've got some years to make up your mind. You have any big career plans?
Well, maybe not, like, actually an astronaut, or maybe a scientist that studies astronomy or something.
Lowe and LeMay will continue their traveling program to schools on and off Wisconsin's reservations. With roughly $30,000 a year for 3 years from the Baldwin Foundation, the professors will also produce a book for middle schools. Rosalind Pertzborn, director of space science education at UW-Madison, says it's a great educational venture.
This is certainly a rich cultural background that every American should be familiar with. This is part of our heritage as a broad community.
More insights will come from a special conference between tribal elders and space scientists scheduled for January 2007. Organizers hope their efforts will inspire residents of Indian country to literally reach for the stars. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.